Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Who is this?
It's Becky. I'm calling you from Deluxe Home Care. You spoke with Sarah, my coworker, yesterday regarding getting home care.
I almost didn't call you because I just come up with a call.
I know. People say that. We have to get that fixed.
Okay.
But anyways, I see that you had called yesterday. Sarah told me you were really nice and you wanted to get home care services and you just got your Medicaid.
Yes, I found my card, so I can give you the number.
Amazing. Ready when you are.
1697-3077.
Okay. Let me see what is going on here. Hold on. Let's look it up. Have you ever had home care before this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Yep, Janet Lindemann came right up. Okay. I see your Medicaid. Right now, your Medicaid is active. The only thing is, you have a spend down that is blocking you from accessing your benefits. To take care of the spend down, you would have to call the number to find a number. I'll tell you which one. To find out, number one, how much you owe. And number two, find out maybe there's a way you could have that spend down cost waived. That's possible.
That's a silly thing. I don't know what to do with it. It's $229, and I don't know what I'm using it for.
So, I mean, the Medicaid benefits you would be using, I'm saying there's a lot of benefits. There's first of all, home care, which would cost you a lot more than $275 a month. There's, here, let me look it up. Like, all the benefits, there's Meals on Wheels, there's medical equipment. Medicaid. Basically, there's a lot to gain from this Medicaid coverage because you qualify and everything just with the spend down. So, like most people, like, I don't know, I don't want to say most people, but a lot of people feel that it is worth paying the spend down because you're unlocking, like, so many different benefits that would, you know, cost you a lot more than the whatever amount they're asking. But there is a program, though, that would allow you to apply for a waiver for that spend down to be waived, as in you're not, or waived or reduced.
Well, I was thinking that this home care, if I had Medicaid, wouldn't cost me anything.
So, again, it doesn't cost you anything if your Medicaid is active. It looks like it's inactive because of the spend down. As soon as the spend down opens, your everything is going to be yours.
Okay, so how do I get rid of that thing?
So yeah, I want to tell you how to call the spend down number. Let me give it to you. It's 855.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
I'm never organized.
Oh, so
a paper someplace.
Call right
out.
Now. That way you just take care of it and find out on the spot. So it's 855.
Okay.
600-4412.
4412. Oh, I was going to say there's a number missing. Okay, 85.
No. Yeah, 855-600-4412.
600-600
4412.
Well, how do I dial this E5? Is that a number? I guess I'd look it up.
What
What's
is it?
The E for?
No, 8. 8.
8?
It's 855-600.
Okay, I got it.
855-600-4412.
Okay, I thought you said E-M. That's different.
I'm sorry. Also, I just want to ask you, do you have a caregiver that you already know of that would work for you, or you would want us to find you someone?
A caregiver?
Like, do you know of maybe a child, a sibling, a friend, family, I don't know, someone that you already know that you would want us to sign up to be your caregiver, or would you like us to find you someone from our system?
Well, I have somebody in mind, but I don't know whether she'll do it or not. I'd have to ask her, but...
Okay. We could figure that out after you figure out the spending.
Well, I was thinking of an older person, like in their 50s, something like that, that could do some light housekeeping, some cooking, and run errands, appointments for me, with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd just rather have someone from your company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't have to bother with the relations.
You don't want to what?
I don't want to have to bother her. She's got a job. And
okay. Yeah, we can find someone. Sure. So first let's figure out the spend down situation. If you could call this number and just find out how much you owe, if you could apply for the waiver, if you would be eligible. Just get some more information and decide whether or not you want to, like, you can even ask them, like, what would be unlocked to me if I would pay the spend down, and they'll answer those questions as well. More clearly than I could answer. I don't know all the benefits, but they would be able to give you the whole list.
Yeah, I don't either. I didn't understand it in the first place. Okay, I'll see what I can find out, and meanwhile, you can see what you can find out.
Perfect. And give me a call back. I would love to hear what they said and how to proceed.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Of course, Janet. Be in touch. Janet, what about if I send you a text just like saying hello so that that way you have my number easily accessible to reach out to me back when you have a little bit more information, okay?
Do what?
I'm going to send you a text that is going to introduce myself so that way you have my number handy when you're ready to update me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That'd be good. Thank you.
Perfect. Sure. Of course. So we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds good. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.